We begin with the words of Yirmiyah, the first three psukim, which introduce the sefer. Divrei Yirmiyah ben Helkiyahu min ha-kohanim asher ba'anatot be'eretz binyamin. These are the words of Yirmiyah, the son of Helkiyah, of the kohanim who were in Anatot, in the land of Binyamin. Anatot is a unique place that we remember from Melachim Aleph, where Shlomo HaMelech sent Eviatar to live there after Eviatar sided with his brother Adonijah instead of Shlomo when Shlomo assumed the Melucha. That seems, therefore, to be a place of disenfranchised Kohanim, where Eviatar is told to go to Anatot. Asher haya devar Adonai la bimei Yoshiyahu ben Amon melech Yehuda b'shloshesh shana l'malchu. Yirmiyah, to whom the word of Hashem came in the days of Yoshiyah, the son of Amon, king of Yehuda, in the 13th year of his reign. Yirmiyah begins his nevuah during the period of the righteous king Yoshiyahu. It is that during that time where he begins his nevuah. However, as we will see, he is not called by Yoshiyahu in times of need. He is still a very young prophet. As we will see, he begins his nevuah in his youth, and is therefore he's not yet well known. Vayhi bimei Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehuda atom ashtei esre shana letzidkiyah ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehuda ad gilot Yerushalayim b'chodesh ha-hamishi. The word of Hashem came to him in the days of Yehoyakim, the son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, when Jerusalem was exiled in the 5th month. Two more kings are mentioned here during the prophecies of Yoyakim and Zedekiyahu, both children of Yoshiyahu. Actually, Yirmiyah prophesies during the life of five kings. Yoshiyahu, where it says Devar Hashem Elav, and then we have Yoyakim and Zedekiyahu. But there are two kings not mentioned here. Those are Yehoahaz, who ruled for 3 months, as well as Yoyakim, who similarly ruled for 3 months. The order would be Yoshiyahu, Yoahaz, Yoyakim, Yoyakim, and again then Zedekiyahu. We now begin the rest of the perek, which talks of Yirmiyah's induction into the Nevoah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayhi devar Adonai elai lemor. The word of the Hashem came to me saying, B'terem etzorcha bebeten yedarticha, U'b'terem tetzeh merechem hikdashticha, Navi legoyim netaticha. Before I created you in the womb, I knew you. Before you left the womb, I sanctified you. I established you as a Navi unto the nations. Yirmiyahu will have this title Navi Laguyim, and there is much discussion of what that actually means. While it is true he prophesied to the Goyim, he also was considered a political Navi, and his prophecies to Israel concerned their interaction with the Goyim. Va'omar, Aha Adonai Elohim, Hine lo yadati daber ki na'ar anochi. But I said, My Lord Elohim, I do not know how to speak, for I am just a youth. Yirmiyah refuses the nevuah, and this will remind us of Moshe Rabbeinu's refusal of the Nevuah. Yirmiyah claims, "I'm young. I don't know how to speak."
Vayomer Adonai Elai, Al Tomar Na'aroch Anochi, Ki Al Kol Asher Eshlachecha Telech, Et Asher Kol Atzevecha Tadaber.
Hashem said to me, "Don't say I am just a youth. Rather, wherever I will send you, you will go. And wherever whatever I shall command you, you will speak."
It is God's word that will be in the mouth of Yirmiyah.
Therefore, his youth is irrelevant.
Al tira mipenehem, ki itecha ani lehatzilecha ne'um Adonai.
Do not fear them, for I am with you to rescue you. The word of Hashem. This promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yirmiyah, that he will merit divine protection, will save Yirmiyah throughout his life in many situations where other Nevi'im will be persecuted and even killed by the corrupt kings. But Yirmiyah will always seem to escape, no matter how much he'll become persecuted. And it is God's divine protection promised here.
Vayishlach Adonai yado vayaga al pi. Vayomer Adonai elai, hine natati devarai beficha.
Then Hashem extended his hand, touched my mouth, and said to me, "I have placed my words in your mouth." This is a metaphor for God inducting Yirmiyah into the profession of Nevuah. It's a known metaphor where the words are placed in the mouth. One can see Yehezkel, even more extreme of a Nevuah, in such a metaphor, using such a metaphor.
Re'eh. Hivkaticha hayom haze al goyim v'al hamamlachot lintosh v'lintotz lahavid v'laharos livnot v'lintoa.
Behold, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to uproot, to smash, to destroy, to overthrow, to build, and to plant. There is a paradox in Yirmiyah's mission. He is at the same point building, planting, destroying, and uprooting. Yirmiyah will have to warn the people to change their ways, but if unfortunately they don't abide by the word of God, it will be Yirmiyah's prophecy of doom that will eventually create destruction.
Vahi devar Adonai elai lemor, ma ata roe Yirmiyahu, va'omar makel shaked ani roe.
The word of Hashem then came to me saying, "What do you see, Yirmiyah?" And I said, "I see the staff of an almond tree." We now begin Yirmiyah's first vision, which will also symbolize his first Nevuah, as well as the doom that will come to the people. And he sees a staff of an almond tree. The word shaked generally means diligence and swift, efficient action. The almond is the first tree that blossoms. So the word shaked, which means almond, is also used to mean haste and quickness and swiftness.
Vayomer Adonai elai, hetavta lirot, ki shoked ani al dvarai lasoto.
Hashem said to me, "You have seen well, for I hasten to fulfill my word."
Vayhi dvar Adonai elai shinit lemor, ma ata roe? Ba'omar sir nafuah ani roe, upanav mipenei safona.
The word of Hashem came to me a second time, saying, "What do you see?" And I see a bubbling pot whose spout is facing north. The second Nevuah gets much more specific. The first one of the Makel Shaked only indicates the swiftness of action. Here we have the hinting of the bubbling pot, which is hint of destruction, and the direction from where that destruction will come, the north. indicating the Babylonian empire, which was to the north, but again, not explicitly mentioned to Yirmiyah at this point.
ויאמר אדוני אלי מצפון תיפתח רעה על כל יושבי הארץ.
And Hashem said to me, from the north, the evil will be released upon all the nation, all the inhabitants of the land.
כי הנני קורא לכל משפחות ממלכות צפון לנאום אדוני, ובאו ונתנו איש כסאו פתח שערי ירושלים.
For I am calling all the families of the kingdom of the north, the word of Hashem, and they shall come, and each of them shall place his seat at the entrance of Jerusalem's gates, and by all its walls, and by all the cities of Yehuda. The nations of the world, specifically the nations of the north, will be called to enter in and place their seat by the gates of Yerushalayim. The gates of Yerushalayim were places where the elders would sit to judge. And throughout the Nevi'im, we find that the place of the important people. The essence of the kingdom and the families of the north placing their seats, their thrones at that location, indicates an absolute control over Yerushalayim by its northern enemies. Pay attention that these enemies, that the success will come from the north. This indicates what Yirmiyah's rebuke of the Jewish people at times where they will make the alliance with the kingdom of the south, which is Mitzrayim. Whereas Yirmiyah warns them that the true danger comes from the north.
ודיברתי משפטי אותם על כל רעתם אשר עזבוני, ויקטרו לאלוהים אחרים, וישתחוו למעשי ידיהם.
For I shall pronounce my judgments against Judah for the evil, for they have turned away from me, burnt incense to the God of others, and bowed to their handiwork.
For the first time in the Pirik, we get a hint of what they have done wrong.
The first sin mentioned here is the sin of idolatry, of Avodah Zarah, that has sealed their doom.
Ve'ata, te'ezor motnecha, ve'kamta v'dibarta alehim et kol asher anochi atzaveka. Al te'hat mipenehim, pen achitecha lifnehim.
And you, gird your loins, get up, speak to them all that I command you. Do not be frightened from them, lest I let you be broken before them. There's a play on words here. Don't fear them, because if you fear them, I will break you before them. Yirmiyah is told the only way he can stand firm against them is by not fearing them. And the only way he will merit by divine protection is by not fearing them.
Rani, hineni taticha hayom le'ir mivsar ul amud barzel ul homot nechoshet al kol ha'aretz le'malchei Yehuda le'sareha le'chohaneha ul'am ha'aretz.
I have set you this day as a fortified city, an iron pillar, copper walls against the entire land, against the king of Yehuda, against its leaders, its priests, and the people of the land. All of these groups of people are people that will attempt to destroy Yirmiyah throughout his life at different points. But God's promise of divine protection will actually protect him, and through that he'll merit salvation.
Bin hamu elecha v'lo yuchlu lach, ki techa ani ne'um Adonai latzilecha.
They'll wage war against you, but they will be unable to destroy you. For I am with you, the word of Hashem, to rescue you. At the end, we end this perek with God's final promise again, the reiteration of the promise that God will protect Yirmiyah, and all of his enemies will be unable to defeat him.